This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The livestock branding and inspection program could soon be a thing of the past in Washington State. That's because the House last week overwhelmingly passed a last resort bill sponsored by 15th District Representative Bruce Chandler.
So this is kind of an interesting bill. It has to do with the livestock brand identification program. So that program has been operating at $500,000 deficit for several years now, 4 or 5 years, I believe. So we're working hard with some legislation to make the program whole.
And a Granger Republican says this bill could help.
There's a bill that has come over here from the Senate to do just that. But we need to make it whole because in statute, the ID program needs to operate in the black. It can't be in the red like this. So OFM has told us we need to fix this or we need to stop the program.
He's hopeful it won't be necessary, but Chandler says when all else fails.
So this bill is here as kind of a backstop. If we don't get the program fixed, then this bill will come into play and we'll stop the program. So we do need to pass this bill out of here today, put it in the Senate, where we'll keep it in reserve, and hopefully, and I believe we can do this, that we will fix the livestock identification program with the bill that's coming from the Senate, and then everything will be good. But for today, I'm asking for a yes vote.
He says if there is no appropriation that can meet the need, this bill will provide a path to systematically close down the program. House Bill 2075 now moves on to the Senate.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.